handle this one, you know? So, you know, you kind of hold her off a little bit, and then finally you just give her the pen. And then she goes, coo, coo. And what I realized after I missed most of whatever we were singing was that she had volume one of this video and she wanted volume two. And I got to tell you, my initial reaction was, you know what, I really can't be bothered with this right now. I didn't initially treat her like someone who came in and said, oh, by the way, I'm a pastor from so-and-so. It's good to be with you. And how are you doing? Oh, great, you know. And then she came back the next week. And so we're worshiping. I'm getting a little freed up in my old age. And I don't remember what it is, but boy, God really moved my heart. And it was something about surrender. And so I just put my hands out, just kind of not high enough to offend the people that it would offend. And, you know, not low enough to, you know, just me up here in the front row worshiping God, you know. And so just about right here, and I'm just, oh, God, you know, we bow down or something, and I really want to, God's dealing with my life, and out of the blue, you know, I feel this hand. and now I'm deciding, now, I wonder how you handle this. Am I uptight because there's a lot of people who think,